Knowing the language, knowing the terminology will allow you to converse. You'll be more confident. You'll be able to stand your ground, to pull on threads, and not have to say, well, I don't know what questions to ask at all. It's you just knowing the terminology itself allows you to be more educated to know what questions to ask all on its own.
Welcome to the Path to Passive podcast, where we talk about building wealth and empowering lifestyle through commercial real estate investing for tech professionals. I always wish that other tech professionals reaching financial freedom had documented their journey along the way, so I'm doing it for the rest of us. Join us as we explore stories, many failures, and lessons learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What makes the best investors? What arguably can help make the best people in tech? Whatever the industry it is, usually comes down to the fundamentals. In this episode, I want to be talking about what some of the fundamental things are that you need to know with investing. And if I were to suggest them in order, what would they be? And then finally, I'll cover some resources that you can get these terms to start speaking the language more and more investing so that you can become educated. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Path to Passive Real Estate Investing for Tech Professionals, the guide for tech professionals that want to invest in real estate at the maximum leverage of their capital to earn income, save on taxes, and build generational wealth. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the reminder of how important it is to get your fundamentals down. So whether you call them the ABCs, laying the groundwork, the nuts and bolts, building blocks, or simply the meat and potatoes, we're talking about the fundamental terminology for real estate investing. Things like, should you be active or passive? Looking at partnerships and really understanding deal structure. Looking at real estate and operating terms, looking at income, occupancy, and vacancy, debt service, return metrics, and other general terms for understanding the market. And to be honest, I didn't have all of these when I first started either. And honestly, I wish I did. I wish I had this podcast and I listened to something like this when I first started. Maybe I was too busy. Maybe there were other things. I didn't think of it, which is very likely. Maybe I didn't ask the right people either. But the thing is, to get to these terms and understand these fundamentals, I went straight to books and events. I knew that I had to do as much work on my own side, learning as possible before I went out and went to events and anything like that. So well, I could do as much as I could while I waited for events or to the next meetup or whatever it is. And while I went to local events, I could see what was really getting put into practice, hear language being used between investors, how ideas were being traded, and sort through what was really needed to learn more and more. This is what I did. And I remember buying 5 to 6 books on the fundamentals for commercial real estate and apartment investing, getting to the 3 or 4 books in Audible so I can listen to those while I, you know, was on the go. And I'll be recommending some of these books later on, so stay tuned for that when we get to that part. And really, it took some time to get to know all the different categories these terms fit in, the language, where they fit in the overall process, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that with so much going on all the time, learning, investing, staying on top of the latest tech. I mean, everything is machine learning and artificial intelligence, machine learning, MLAI, all the time, GenAI, ChatGPT, whatever it is right now, there's a lot that we need to pay attention to as tech professionals that keep up to date. And so getting the resources of what you need to know and pay attention to is a lot of really how to win. So the importance of knowing the fundamentals is pretty straightforward. There's several key reasons why knowing the fundamentals is absolutely important, which is provides a strong foundation. Imagine building a house without a foundation. It might look initially good, but it wouldn't be very stable. So fundamentals are the building blocks that create a strong base for further learning and growth. Without a solid foundation, any additional knowledge or skills that you put on top of it will simply be less effective. Second, enables deeper understanding. Just like knowing the alphabet allows you to build words and sentences, understanding the fundamentals allows you to grasp more complex concepts. Once you have a firm grasp on the core principles, you can delve deeper into specific details and nuances with a much greater understanding. We're talking about improving problem-solving skills. Fundamentals equip you with the tools to analyze situations and make informed decisions. Doesn't matter whether you're faced with problems or challenges, having that strong foundation allows you to break down these more manual parts to apply your knowledge and find solutions. It's the same thing here with investing. When you're able to look at the nuts and bolts, all the different components, you can really spot check and do sanity checks for yourself on what makes sense and really follow the breadcrumbs to where you need to know more as well, right? It increases your adaptability. The world is constantly changing, and so are the fields here too. And so knowing the fundamentals allows you to adapt to situations, to learn things easier because you have different reference points, just like you would with all the different sets of technology. It doesn't matter if you're a software dev, doesn't matter if you're any type of architect, whatever. We all know different domains, such as networking, databases, compute, etc. These are all core areas of technology that we have some type of reference point to. Even though we may not have a depth of understanding, we know where it fits, and we have that ability of going into situations, being able to categorize things well, and that makes us more adaptable. And simply put, I want to add a couple last ones here, which is that boosts confidence, right? I always talk about a confidence-competence loop or competence-confidence loop. And the more you know, the more you'll feel confident, likely going to situations, whether that's your next meetup, one of the first events that you ever go to, or simply talking to your first sponsor or two to ask these questions about, what does the deal look like? What is the market? How do you know it's growing? How do you know it's a good market? Any of those things. Knowing the language, knowing the terminology will allow you to converse. You'll be more confident. You'll be able to stand your ground, to pull on threads, and not have to say, well, I don't know what questions to ask at all. It's you just knowing the terminology itself allows you to be more educated to know what questions to ask all on its own. So you get to communicate more effectively and you are more confident. And then the last thing here, which I think is absolutely important too, is that it provides a benchmark for evaluation. Fundamentals give you a reference point for evaluating new information, just like we talked about, and experiences. You can analyze new trends and approaches in the context of what you already know, allowing for better decision-making and avoiding pitfalls in general. And I've got a quote here at the very end today I'm going to share with you, which ties directly back to this one. So remember this one when we talk about better decision-making and avoiding pitfalls. In essence, knowing the fundamentals is like having a strong toolkit, equipping you with the essential tools and knowledge to build upon, solve problems, adapt changes, and ultimately achieve your goals in this field of investing. So what are the fundamentals that we want to share? First things, and I've harped on this in different episodes already, which is knowing your goals and building off of your criteria. Pretty much the first 10 episodes that I put together, I've spent a bunch of time talking about how you can build your criteria, whether that's looking at the deal, the sponsors, understanding the market. These are things that you must know in order to decide what action you're going to take. Remember, I'm here not to give you everything that I know, but I want to tell you what you need to know each step so that you can take action along the way. The second thing is partnerships and deal structure. So after criteria, right? Partnerships and deal structure. Learn the terminology and language, deal structure can help you with understanding things like the GP side, right? The general partner side, the limited partner side, the LP side, what a syndication is, asset management, property management, including the fees that are related, investment amounts that you put up, such as, or is it going to be an investment where 25,000, 50, 100, whatever it is, what is the equity multiple as well? And what does a private placement memorandum or PPM have in it? And what does that thing even mean from an actual investment perspective, but from a legal perspective as well? Some other items were on return metrics. I did an episode on this as well, looking at definitions of preferred returns, distributions, even a waterfall. We want to understand what you're actually getting returned to you through some type of metrics like internal rate of returns and cash on cash as well. From a due diligence perspective, things that you must know too are understanding what needs to happen to go through and vet a property might be a good investment. Again, these are knowing things like, what is the net operating income, right? Where are all the areas for value add? So are there parking lots that can be put in? Are there opportunities to fix the roof? Are there opportunities for cutting expenses? All these different types of things to look at will give you an idea what the business model is. And just like I talked about from the benefits of understanding the fundamentals, it's being able to communicate more effectively, ask questions, follow up, and analyze the answers that you get in real time. So you may have heard me talk about some of these items in previous episodes, and many of these terms, like I said, have come on some
the guest interviews that I've had so far and have been published to date, but there's going to be more too. So if you haven't already looked into these terms and don't actually know what many of the terms I already mentioned mean, now would be a good time to go ahead and start digging into what those terms are to baseline your understanding on investing. Of course, I'm sure you can keep on listening to those and they will be defined at some point along the way, but getting a baseline to know where you're at so that you can actually take action with this knowledge is the most important thing. And I can give an example specifically here of someone that I just interviewed, be coming out within probably the next month or two, is someone who went through 15 investments so far, 15 limited partner investments, with a few of them going full cycle. In this case, the terminology full cycle, meaning just sort of like it sounds, which is that the properties have already been acquired, operated, and improvements have been made. Like I said, maybe around it's a full renovation, full reno, right? Internal to the units, or maybe it was the roof was completed, or other CapEx or improvements, like maybe a playground or pool or, you know, exterior, whatever it is, has been done and then sold off as an exit strategy. He is an engineer as well. And I asked questions about, you know, how he went about doing these investments. And fortunately for him, he hasn't lost money on a single one through all those investments so far. And when I asked about things that he wished he knew when he first got started, he recommended some of these things on how to get started with investing. He basically walked through each of the steps that I just laid out in some of those different categories, including knowing your criteria. Do you want cash flow? Do you want appreciation? What about the tax benefits? How active or passive do you want to be? He talked about knowing your sponsor. Do you know, like, and trust the person that you're going to be investing with? Could you invest with them? You know, and could you have a conversation with them? Do you think you could call them up and just ask them questions if you invest in, with them as well? So basically, are they the right person for you? Then how well do you know the market? Do you know about the job growth? Do you know about any crime? Do you know about whatever else is going on, maybe from a governance, from a government perspective as well, that might be happening, especially on, you know, are there companies that are moving in or are there companies leaving? All those types of factors that will make a good market that you might want to invest in. Also, just looking at the deal in general, also making sure that you understand the asset class, which is what is the model of how this asset is acquired, operated, and sold for profits, and other details along the way, right? The point is, every step along the way, there is terminology and language that you need to know. And so the last thing here is, where can you get this information? I just talked about some of the different categories of terminology and just talked through a real quick example from someone that I just interviewed on how he goes about looking through his criteria or his decision-making process for his investments. And so you can definitely do like I did when I first started, buying the books, courses, going to events, spending a lot of time and a lot of money certainly to get an understanding of the terms and definitions there too, as you go through and start talking to more and more people and just get exposed through these events. I mean, I probably went through 1 year in, I think, 2022, where I probably went to maybe 6 or 7 events. And these are in addition to meetups and other things around me. And I flew around, I went to Dallas, I went to Orlando. Man, where else did I go? I went to a couple of places too, but the point is I went around and I absorbed a lot of good information, but I think as usual, it's looking at what you need to know and having that information summarized for you. So here are a few books that I can recommend right away. The first one is, and it's actually 2 different volumes, but it's The Multifamily Millionaire, volumes 1 and 2 by Brandon Turner. If you've spent any time looking at real estate, you've probably seen Brandon Turner's name. He was on, oh man, I'm blanking right now, but he was on leading a podcast for a bit there. He is now part of with Open Door Capital, I believe. And these books in particular will take you through the basics of investing, putting together criteria, looking at some ideas for market, price range, profitability. He'll even talk through finding deals and some financing, and even talk about house hacking as well. Then the second volume, which is just as big as the first book, We'll go through how to look through this for bigger multifamily deals. The second is the definitive guide to underwriting multifamily acquisitions by Rob Beardsley. This one is great for looking for what underwriting or analysis looks like and walk you through those steps to give you some really great detail to look at there too. The third one is structuring and raising debt and equity for real estate by Rob Beardsley. Provides detail about syndications and how equity and debt fits into that acquisition. And so these two books by Rob Beardsley himself would be really good to get an idea of what it looks like to do analysis, but also the debt and the financing as well. The last one to mention here is Financial Freedom with Real Estate Investing by Michael Blanc. Looks like Michael Blank, but pronounced Michael Blanc. And he's actually, this is actually a great one too. He's actually an ex-tech executive who got into different commercial real estate. But this book particular is great because it's a step-by-step on how to earn income through multifamily investing. And so, you know, not only does it talk about the criteria, there's some mindset in there too, but quite a few practical steps as well, step-by-step on what the model looks like to invest in multifamily. And what I really like about it is it's much more of a casual read and it's very easy to understand. So to be easier, and if you don't want to read all of these five books that I've mentioned so far, I put together a resource and I wanted to announce at the same time right now the launch of my new website. I'm pretty stoked for this. It took a lot longer than I thought it was going to be working, getting things done, but I finally got it done. And I wanted to provide you with the Investor 101 guide. So this guide is great if you're a accredited investor or simply just want to learn more about apartment syndications. Really, the process will help you understand what syndications and how it applies to different real estate asset classes anyway, but this is what it was specifically targeted for and how I wrote it. This resource is here for you to educate yourself in the process of apartment syndication and learn some of the lingo that would be thrown around by sponsors, syndicators, or of course, other investors. You'll find the terminology and definitions across these categories that I mentioned today, saving you time and effort without having to find them yourself and in the same order that I talked about them right now. So if you're looking for a one-stop shop for them, please go ahead and check out that link. I'll make sure it's in the show notes as well for you to go check out all that different terminology on the site. Okay, so quick recap for today. Again, just keeping it short and sweet. I wanted to just reinforce, remind you really of the importance and re-baselining around the terminology that we've covered so far to make sure that you're visiting the basics, providing a strong foundation, enabling deeper understanding, problem-solving skills, adaptability, and so forth. Second recap is covered categories and terms, mentioned some terms and language for you to go and check out yourself. And then I provided a couple of different books here and resources for you to dive into immediately. Those books and resources, I think at least the Michael Blanc one, we'll talk a little about some other events and programs, different resources that follow on as well. And there's tons of videos out there by these same people with things on YouTube, you know, things on other resources. And I just wanted to mention them so that you have a variety of places to go to. So bringing us to the quote of the day is one of my favorites, which is the first rule of investment is don't lose money. And the second rule of investment is don't forget rule number one, or the first rule. And that is Warren Buffett. So closing up for today, I strongly recommend that you check out yourself. Just, you know, check in with yourself to see how comfortable you are with the terminology that I mentioned and find yourself some resources. I don't care if it's from one of the books I mentioned or grab the free list that I'm providing on the website. Just go get yourself educated. This is your hard-earned cash. This is your resources, really your time and energy. So please go ahead and get educated. It's the one way to really de-risk yourself. You need to be able to speak the language. It's pretty obvious, right? Language of investing and syndications. Doesn't matter which asset class you're learning about, you know, the concepts are going to be the same. This is going to be just good business knowledge at the end of the day. So that's all I have for you today. If this helped you, please drop a comment if on the YouTube video or leave a review on the Spotify or Apple or wherever else you're listening to. I super appreciate that. Let me know if there's other questions you have. Of course, you can reach out to me directly at steven@aritacapital.com. You can also fill out a form on the website now too. Super awesome to be able to say that here, or you can reach out to me on Instagram, also going to be in the show notes, and it's the.real.arita. So thank you so much. Appreciate you joining me on another episode of The Path to Passive, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Path to Passive. We love connecting with our listeners and those on the path to architecting their wealth and improving their lives. Feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see in future episodes. Get in touch with us through email or Instagram. See you next week for a new episode.